Good morning. I mentioned many, many times in the past famous story that the old Biyana Rebbe, Melech Shlomo Zechatati V'Kadosh L'Vracha, was once going to Eretz Yisrael. And the plane was passing over continental Europe, and he was sitting and learning. What else do you do on a plane? And the Mashbak turned to him very politely in the middle, and he said, Rebbe, we're passing now over the Swiss Alps, which is one of the Nefloyes HaBeiri, if you've ever been there, it's unbelievable. He thanked him very much for his information. And the Biyana Rebbe did not even bother looking out the window. He just continued learning. Akitzer, they arrived in the airport in Eretz Yisrael, and they were going north to Tzfas, Tveria, and the whole way he's looking out the window of the car. So the Gabbai wanted to know, like, the Swiss Alps, which is Gewaldi people, whatever. And here that he was looking mamish non-stop. So the Biyana Rebbe said to him, Pashut. The pasuk says, "Eres Asher Hashem Elokecha Doyrisho." He said, "Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireishis Hashanah Vat Achlis Shana." If the Eibishter constantly looks at Eretz Yisrael, then that we can look at Eretz Yisrael. Versteht sich, when a tzaddik looks at Eretz Yisrael, is gor different than when we look at Eretz Yisrael. I said many times the Meisa that Reb Mendel Vitebsker once, not mitvach, like in the middle of nothing, you know. He walked into shul in the besmedrish in the morning for shachris, wearing a shtreimel, all the Shabbos to be God. The chassidim, what's happening? I see a mashas, a simcha. And he said, when he was in Vitebsk, a shadar came from Eretz Yisrael and told him about the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The stones in Eretz Yisrael, poshut shine, they're luminous, they're radiant with kedusha. He said he came to Eretz Yisrael. He looks at the stones of Eretz Yisrael, mamish the same thing as in Russia. So it bothered him, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked, till this morning he got up to go to mikveh, and he saw the stones were lichtig. So he went back home, and he put on the Shabbos Dikei Begodim to celebrate that he was able to be zeicher to see Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What's pshat? The pasuk says, you all know the pasuk, L'Hashem ha'oretz u'meloya, tevel v'yishvim. Rashi al-Asar teaches, L'Hashem ha'oretz, which oretz we're talking about? Eretz Yisrael. Tevil, the yeshiva refers to the rest of the world. The churid, David HaMelech, could have said, Pashut, right? Lashem HaKoyim. He owes everything. No, two parts of the pasuk. Lashem HaOretz, Umeloya. And you see, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't say only Oretz, but Umeloya. Tevil, the yeshiva, the inhabitants, it doesn't say Umeloya. So the Sforim HaKadoshim say, Pashut Tazach. When you have a person, a person is a murkav, composite, he has a neshama, guf, b'chitzoinius, you see, evor, and achutz dem, he has a neshama, which is a chelek al-kamimah. When you ordinarily look at a person, what do you see? I see the guf. If I'm more, whatever, I could learn your body language, I could learn things from your tenuis, but I don't really know your essence, your neshama. I see your guf. Valderach said, Torah Kedusha. A person, I learned Shas, I mean, I've Chumash, you know, Mishnayis, Tanakh, whatever. Yeah? Ken Oisius. But beside every, I'm not going to mention names, but two great Gedolim, they learned Chavrus in the youth. So the Shalom, who is greater? So, Talmidim of Rabbi X said, the other one is that Gewaldige Boki, you know, upside down inside out. Or Rabbi A, Rabbi X, right? His shas is a different shas than Rabbi B. He looks bepnimius. So you can look at the oisius atayra, or you know, every ois has, besides the ois, has the milui. You go deeper and deeper and find all the matmonius which are buried in every ois. Pirush Rabbi Shem Tov in last week's parasha, boya lateva, to enter into the pnimius of every word. I said, same thing applies to Torah, applies to Eretz Yisrael, applies to a Jew. I've said many, many times, the Talmud Rebbe Zal Gesund said in Yishalayim, told him, I've said this many times to you, There was once a Yid who in the war, he came from a Gera Mishpach in Poland. In the war, he managed to escape, and he ended up in Katzvitevel, a place called Wellington, New Zealand. I've been there. If the world is flat, that's where you fall off. One step in the wrong direction. The Mamish, the end of the world. Akitzur Amas, he had Mishpach there. Akitzur, in 1948, around those years, he had a relative in New York. So he went to New York to visit. So he was in Brooklyn, and he gets into an elevator to visit. And a younger man with a short jacket was in the same elevator, the Shalom Aleichem. Says, Vanakum Tayir, a new face. And he tells him, I'm from Wellington, New Zealand. So he told him, you remember the story I told him? He told him, what's doing with Yiddishkeit there? Is there a mikveh in Wellington, New Zealand? He said, Ich bin a Polish Reich, I'm there like temporarily. I don't really know the matzav much. So the younger man told him, the Baal Shem Tov taught that wherever a Jew is, Peshkoch HaProtis, he has to elevate the standards of Yiddish. Go and investigate, see there's a mikveh there. He asked his son when they were waiting for, who was that young man afterwards? That was the son-in-law of the Lubavitch Rebbe. Later became the Rebbe himself. Kitzur Amas, he eventually left Wellington, New Zealand, Katzvitevel. He moved to Yerushalayim, and he was clean-shaven then in New Zealand. You know, a poet, whatever, in those days. Kitzur, he went there to Sral, Gelost Abor, then he grew payas, and eventually put on a Bekisha with a Spodik, and he became the Mara of a Chosid, Gera Chosid Min Aminyan. 40 years later, Tovshin Memches, he had an older man already, and he was in, he happened to be in America the first time, whatever. And he was told that the Lubavitcher Rebbe gives out dollars for bracha, whatever, Sunday mornings. He went, stood in the queue, waited, and he got a dollar. And the Rebbe said to him, Mazel bracha, like everybody else. And when he went, we left, the queue goes there fast. They called him back, the Rebbe to Makukuton, and he says, Und was tut sich mit dem Mikveh in New Zealand? The guy, like, Ford. Right? He met the Rebbe 40, I don't know, by Yosef HaTzadik, it says, Vayakir Yosef Echel Heimel Kiru, that Yotzah B'lich Zim Mezokun, and I don't look the same way I looked 40 years ago. I don't know, most people, I'm sure, also, you'd be unrecognized. 40 years later, meeting millions of people, and the Rebbe Takum Ketan, he went back there to Yisrael, so he was speaking to the Pnei Menachem. Care Rebbe, maybe the Shiva, then, Akitzer, he told him this Maisa Be'espailus, ah, Menachem said, I don't see what's the big deal there. And a Rebbe cooked of a mensch. What's he looking at? Your nose, your ears, your mouth, your hairline. I cooked of thy neshama. Your neshama in 40 years bites. It's the same neshama. The Menachem said, here's the spoilers of the story that 40 years later, what's the Rebbe worried about? The mikveh New Zealand. But the mice is when a tzaddik looks at somebody, I was cooked there. He's looking at your pnimiyas, at your ruchniyas, at your neshama. Asher Alkin, the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu last this abrocha, vayareyu Hashem es haoretz, the Eibusha showed Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisroel, and Chazal darshan, right, that the Eibusha showed Moshe derder v'dersha of dersha of manhigim to see all the what's the tachlos in showing Moshe all the manhigim, all the tzaddikim of the future. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say it's from the Belzer Rebbe, and many Sfarim. There's a the Kedushas Levi says in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, there's a pasuk which says, "Einecha breichus becheshem." It says everything they gathered, the gold, the silver, the nechushes, they brought before Moshe. What's pshat? Normally, the Gemara says there's no bracha mitzuya in a dover hamodu dover menaminyan, things which you count. There's no bracha. Says the pasuk, "Afal pikein einecha breichus becheshem." When a tzaddik looks at something, even though it's a dover hamodud, it's something which is counted, the tzaddik is able to bring a brocha, the shechina, kedusha, in the object, in the thing. And therefore, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, Tov ayin hu yevorech zem Moshe. And Chazal say, Altikir yevorech ela yevorech. That when Moshe Rabbeinu looks on something, he was able to instill kedusha. It's saying the derder manhigav, derder v'shoiftav in all future tzaddikim, all generations. Val derech said, why is there kedusha in Eretz Yisrael? It's because Moshe dvayayeh Hashem is called Eretz Eibush. How does the Torah end, by the way? Le'enei kol Yisrael. which gimatria zavas chalav udvash, which is why the siyum of the Torah le'enei kol Yisrael is connected to Bereishis. How does Rashi say Bereishis? Shem yom ruumas olam litzamatem, etc. Right? The whole Kenyan in Eretz Yisrael came in the schools because Moshe Rabbeinu takuk katan of Eretz Yisrael. It's a meiru tikavor, and therefore has to be always ponim b'ponim. Berachos kahanim, you see. Asher Alki, the famous Yaris Dvash that Rabbi Yonasan says a meiru tikavor, the ponim the Rebbe's grandfather brings it. Meiru tikavor. The Gemara says, famous Gemara in Chagiga that hey, a person has to be kabul pneis kainim pnei chachom. Could have said the pasuk v'yichir lenetzach loyira hashochas yachar chachamim ki yira chacham yamusu. If you see the chacham, even yamusu, he's past. There's life in this world, but you look at him, it loyira hashochas, you're given brachos. So if that applies to the tzaddik, even after his istalkus, kal v'chomer alachas kama v'kama b'chayim. So hello, so says the Gemara. So, Makshima Ulam, everyone asked the Kasha, or elsewhere Chazal say, Gedelum Sadikim and Misoson, Yosim Mechayim. So, what the Kalachimer is Mufruch? Hello? You with me? Sadikim in the passing are greater than. So, how do you know? Because Yelayir Ashokas, Yelayir Chacham Yamusu, is the Kalachimer. What the Kalachimer? So, the Rebbe of Yenison says, there's two in Yonim in being by a Sadik, by a holy man, by a Chacham. There's one thing that you see him. You see a tzaddik. If Chazal say, if you altichtu el alilim, you now have to look b'fnei adam rasha. It's meilid tumen you. So fakert, if you see a tzaddik, is adarab. What did the Gemara say in Erevin Tafil Gimel? That Rabbi said, "Haydi mechadat natvei mechavroi de chazizu l'meira meachoyrei v'ilu chazizu mechameya v'mechadat natvei." To see it. But besides you seeing the tzaddik, there's a big meila that the tzaddik sees you. So Asher Al Kain, Einachanam in Baalmo is Gedolim Tzadikim b'Misasim. Or regarding Re'ia, when the Tzadik is alive, it's a two-way street. He sees you, you see him. Mashengi b'Misasim, his eyes are closed, you could see him, but he doesn't see you. Asher Al Kain b'Misasim, Kal v'Choymer, if you see the Tzadik when you're alive, there's a two-way street. And the Yitav Ponim ends off bringing, quoting this Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, saying, "Ze yisui da Torah va'omud ha'voida b'deres elu." It's a very choshev pillar of Yiddishkeit in our generation. There's a story told that Remendel Rimnever once told the Talmidim that anyone who lives in this generation and didn't go to see the Kodesh and Magid will not see Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Bnei Yisaschar, the Melech of Dinim, heard. He ran. He was, right? And he was very nervous because every day Mashiach could come, and if he went to Koshnitz, the Koshnitz Rebbe was Kiyodua, very, very ill. He was on a bed, surrounded by Talmidim, and he managed to find and to stand by his feet of his feet. The Koshnitz Magid suddenly picked himself up, looked at the Bnei Yisaschar, and said, "Bri'iyah ba'alma kana." He was koina. You were koina through Bri'iyah ba'alma. This is an Indian. Because when a tzaddik looks at something, what does he see? I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a pasuk. What does the pasuk say by Vayar Yisrael es bnei Yosef? Yankim Avinu. Vayar, he saw the sons of Yosef. Vayomer mi ele. Who are these kids? Vayomer Yosef el Aviv. Bonai heim asher nosen olikim bazeh. And then the pasuk continues. He says, Kachim ne'elai vavaruchim. And then he says, next pasuk, nu pokeira, the ene Yisrael kavdu mizoikin leyuchel. Hello, chastirim risha. Here you say the ene, he's blind, he can't see, and then the pasuk before said vayari Yisrael is bnei Yosef. You saw them. So the kedusha siyin hashem yikabdamu. The Baba Rebbe said, "Pashut, I'll be a famous." I'll be a famous meisa. That one of the big tzaddikim, I don't know who was. Was a Sagi Norachman al Sam. He was blind. And he was in Sigit by the Yitav Lev. And suddenly he says, he watched the Yitav Lev putting on tefillin, and every time he wrapped one of the Ritzuas, of the seven Ritzuas, on his tefillin shel yad, he says he sees the Zekukin de Nahira like light shining from the Ritzuas. Shtel de Chayshu, but he's a Sagi Nor, he's blind. Is the Chiraya that if a person was nizr and shmiras inai and upki hitin a oigin, that even though when he can't see gashmi as things, So the point I'm trying to bring out with Derech Hagdom is when a tzaddik looks at something, he doesn't see the chitzonius, the gashmius, the nose. He sees the ruchnius of things. Hu hadin, this is what we're getting back to. The pasuk says, how did the pasuk begin this week's parasha? Lech lecha, el oretz asher arek. Right? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the pasuk says later in the parasha, kum mishalech ba'oretz l'orcho l'rochbo. Right? Yeah? So the Kli Yoker, Al-Asar says, what's pshat? The Eibishter was makne eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu. There's two parts. This is the Kli Yoker says this, the Yitzchak Moshe Baruchus. The Gashmias of Eretz Yisrael, you're koina with whatever. The Shaila there is old. Muchzum Avizenu, not Muchzum Avizenu. What Fakum is Halech? Did he make a Kenyan and just walking? How much like is the Gemara Babas? Ain't coming to it. Aber the Kli Yoker, the Ruchnias of Eretz Yisrael, the Chule Alma, Sayre Belezer, Sayre Hacham Babas. He was koina Bri. And the Yisrach Moshe teaches that Pshat and Post in the Parash Chayesorah. Avram tells Ephri the Blechais, Ger v'soisha v'noichimuch. Teaches Rashi, Ger, im tirtu, I'm a Ger, and I'll pay Kesel Mol. If not, the action sign, then I'm a Toishav, and I could let him in a din, because the Eibishter told me, Drum. So the Mizrachi, all the Meforshim, asked Rashi Yisoyser, and when they had the riv between Mikna, Avram and Loit, right? Right? It says there, Lenoman, it's my land, I'm the Chachm in the Irish. So it said, therefore, the Pazva Knani Vaprizi Ozba Oret. The land hadn't yet been given to Eretz Yisrael. But the Nekuda says the Yismach Moshe is, there's two parts. I'm going to pay Kesef Mole, Arba Meir Shekel, Kesef Oivel Asoicher, for the Gashmias of the land. That which you own, that which is your reshus, I'll pay. The ruchnius of the Eretz Yisrael, the Maros Machpela, the Pesach, the Gan Eden, which is shaveh kul hoin ba'almo, that's already mine, because that already was koina. For that, I'm a toshav. I'm a ger vis-a-vis the gashmius, perhaps, but I'm a toshav vis-a-vis the ruchnius art. And therefore, even b'tzadiyas v'chmeishi, even b'zman achurbin, we always say b'nei chato einu, galinu, because Eretz Yisrael, the ruchnias of Eretz Yisrael, that certainly belongs to us in kol adirz. Asher alki, now I understand, what I'm saying now from the Vina Rav, now I understand pshat, l'ashem ha'oretz fezrashi, Eretz Yisrael. What do you have in Eretz Yisrael? That's just the land, umiloya, like the mili of the oisius, the inside, the pnimiyat, that which you don't see, the Fumriyat of the Chitzonius. That also, Tevel, Avelt, the Grand Canyon, the Alps, Australia, I don't know, whatever. That's V'yoshvivo. There's people, there's a land, there's people. What about the Umilui? There is no Milui. It's a Dover rake. Chuslaris is rake. It's empty. I come from America. He's called America. I'm rake. And if you want to prove it, just look at the people running for office for president. With this, I understand the pasuk El Ha'oretz Asher. Where? How is he supposed to know it's Eretz Yisrael and not Sweden? Huh? The simple pshat is the Sforim HaKadoshim say that are in Eidus from Shragi Yoyer, Portin Kedushasin from the Baba Vashem Yikim Domov. Very simple. Everyone could figure it out. Ar Eka B'mili Oisius is Gimachia 836, which is Gimachia Eretz Yisrael. Hello? When at Eretz Yisrael, go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say, Asher Arek, and I got to scratch my head. Arek of Bemilui is Gimachi Eretz Yisrael. Hello? There's something involved. Because Rashi says on the word, El Oretz Asher Arek, Lo Gil Oretz Biyad, Kedei Lechavava, Be'enov. So the Moshe Rebbe, and he said, what Be'enov? Lechavava Etzloi. What's Be'enov in his eyes? So the Yisabrach, the Moshe Rebbe says, I've said countless times, the pasuk says, Einei Hashem el yirei v'lam yachem l'chazdoi. So the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Eibishter gives his eyes, his re'iyah, his blik, his kuk, to tzaddikim. Einei Hashem, the eyes of Hashem, his sight, his, the depth, the profundity, the looking behind the chitzoni is deeper. that the Eibishter gives to the tzaddikim. It's a chavava be'enov. As we'll discuss eventually, this is not one step. Hey, I will cross the border, got my passport stamped, I am now in Eretz. To understand, to appreciate the value of Eretz Yisrael, it's the arbit. It's years, decades of work, Asher Areka, as we'll discuss. And therefore, later in Rashi says in the parasha, Rashi says, Vayavar Avram Ba'oretz. What does Rashi say? Nichnos L'Soicher. You don't got to be a rocket scientist. What is Rashi telling you? If you go in Tasmania, Vayavar Avram Tasmania, Nichnos L'Soicher, you can't go somewhere. Now, Pshat is an ordinary bloke, goes to Israel on a trip. What's he see? That building, right? Avram Avinu was nichnos b'soicha. He went into the ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha, the likus in Eretz Yisrael, and he found the Ur Hagonu, the Rav Tov, which is suffered in Eretz Yisrael. This is also pshat, by the way, Derech Agav. It's on another blick on the pasuk lech. Everyone knows the medrash in Bereshis Rabbah. Shimi Bas. The pasuk says in Tillim, Shimi Bas Uri v'hati oznech. My daughter, Shimi, listen. Uri and see, v'hati oznech, lend me your ears, right? V'shichi amich uvezon. Forget about your nation. So the Chazal are teaching this pasuk neged lech lecha mi'artzcha mi'ladetcha mi'tavicha. Forget about your past. Omer of Yitzchok said the Medrash, Moshe le'echad she'avar mi'mokim le'mokim. Play a person going traveling. V'ra biru de'lekes. He sees this house, this palace, whatever, on fire, right? Omer Efshir Habira Bli Manik is this bira, has a leader, has a manik, has a someone running the show, right? He is Allah Bala Bira, the owner, the Balabas, appeared to him and told him what? I'm the boss here. Af Avram Avinu, Omar, is it Efshir, this Ulam, is Bali Manik? Is there a God? Is there someone running the show? He told him, I'm the Balabir. I run this place. So all the Meforshim, the Akkad, all the Shainer, they ask, hey, if Avram Avinu only had Sveikas in Amunah, is there a Bala Efshir? So Vikumtas, what's the greatness of Avram Avinu? Hello? Yeah, the Abish appeared to him. Shkoyach, the Abish appeared to me. I'd also be a Maimon. What's the big deal? So I saw in the Sefer Tal Chayim, the Edim, the successor of the Akpri Tzatua, the Liskereb, the Meri Dikavor. There's a Rav Sadia Gaon on the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, the Eibush is Mashkiach min achaloinis, Meitzis min acharakim. What's Mashkiach? So he brings Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon says, if you look at somebody through a chaloin, a window, unless they have today fancy glasses, you know, whatever, one way, but normally, a normal, as a Rav Sadia Gaon time, if I look at you through the window, you could look at me through the window. It's a two-way street. If appearing through a little hole in the, I could see you, but Lavdafka you could see. Kidu. So he says there are times when the Eibishter is bisgalus, and you see the Eibishter elikus rochnius begili. And there are times nebuch when we're in galus and things are very very difficult, and then the Eibishter is a bechina fun meitzis minacharakim. Then he brings an Alshich. The Alshich says, Ela Ores Asher Areka, our Pasuk, right? So the Alshich HaKadosh says, in Eretz Yisrael, one is Zuchet to the Bechina of Ri'i, of Si. Because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Leikechabo. The Eibush looks at us in Eretz Yisrael. The Eibush looks down at Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael. Asher Alking, you could see the Eibush in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what Avram Avinu didn't, but the bottom line is, Avram Avinu couldn't understand, right? He's like, he was a maimin, he was a ben gimel shana hikir as bayri, as Chazal say, norvos. Where is this Eibishter? Like, why don't I see him? Why don't I have his galus of Elikus? The emes is in Chutz Loretz, put in Svarim Akhlesian, the Gra'ari, other Svarim. In Eretz Yisrael, it says Vayera Hashem El Avram. The Eibishter appears. In Chutz Laaretz, Vayomer Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha. The Eibishter speaks, but he doesn't appear. Dafka Eretz Yisrael is where you could see Elikus. Therefore, Chazal saying Ksuvis, me that someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is doyma kemishiyesh lelekan chutz laaretz vaket. Dafkin Eretz Yisrael is the einei Hashem nikechabo. And in other words, dafkin Eretz Yisrael, the Eibishter sees and is seen. And chutz laaretz salav dafkin. Asha alkin, what did the Eibishter say to Avraham? The Medrash said the pasuk shimi bas, listen. This is when you don't see. Because Abraham spoke to him, but not seen. Then it says Uri. What's Pshat? Does the Sfarim HaKadoshim say? Initially, the Abish just said, Avram, you're a maimin. This is what you got to do. Mitzvah. This is not hoga of a man. But from far. Why did the Abish do so? Because the Abish wanted you have to work on yourself with emunah. And seif hakoved lavoi, ultimately you'll come to the bechina from Shimi, you'll be able to see. Why? Because Yisav HaMelech Yofya Echuk, you are the Nayach Vishtachvili. At the moment now you subjugate yourself, you bow down, even before you understand. And ultimately you'll come to the Madrega of, see, and that will be Dafkin Eretz Yisrael. What's pshat in all of this? Let me tell you a word from Mutl Zilber, a very dikit tifkeit here. He says, Zermatl says, where is there hashkocha protus miyuchedes in this world? Dafke in Rishus Hayochid. The Eibush is Yochid and Miyuchid. The hashkocha miyuchedes is Dafke in Rishus of Yochid. The Eibush is Rishus. Asher Alking, there's no hashkocha miyuchedes on a Palma de Pruda, on a world of division and multiplicity, al chutzlaretz, Rishus Arabim. Right? And faket, when the Eibishter looks at something, the hashkocha, the re'iyah of the Eibishter gufa, that itself elevates the object, the davar mesuyim, to become within the rishus hayochad, the rishus of the Eibishter. It elevates itself. The famous Arizal in Kuti Torah on the pasuk in Mishlei, einecha lenuichach yabitu, which the Arizal said is the soydi Gemara says in Menachas on Rav. Rav didn't look chutz midalan amos, out of his dalan amos. What's dalan amos? So the Arizal tight is when a person is walking, you're standing, you're looking. You can look in three directions. You look straight in front, to the right, and to the left. Most people don't have eyes in the back of the head. They can't look in the back. They can look three directions. Three directions, and your koine, dal amis, is your rish, dal amis of a person, is koine from him. Whereas that's your rishus ayochid. So you have dal amis, right, head, and left. How much is 3 times 4, mathematicians? 12. Which is the 12 letters of the Shem Havaya, which is the Rishus HaYochid. Einecha l'noichach yabitu. What's the gematria of noichach? Nun, chav, ches? 78. What is 78? 3 times Shem Havaya. So there is a. Right? That's why the Gemara of Mitzvah, the Dalet Amish Shel Odom, Rishus HaYochid, they're koinishly. Rishus HaYochid. Who is the Yochid in Velt? Avram Avinu. Echad Hay Avram, says the Patin Yechesel. Well, there's a call you saw. Loi mi rubchem, chashak Hashem, rubchem, right? Vivchem, ki atem hama'at mikolam. Yidna brevchinas, Yochid. Hello? And therefore, the land of the Yidin is called Eretz Yisrael, which is a place, which is what? The place of Yechid Nishal Eilu. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the Rabbein Nishal. How do I know, by the way? No, it's a pasuk in the Gemara, the Medrash, first of all, in this parasha, which says, the Eibishter created all our rotzos, and he was boicher, the Eibishter chose his land as Eretz Yisrael. And if the pasuk says in Yoel, Ves Artsi Chileku, my land, what does David HaMelech say in Tillim? Ki Gershuni Hayoyim Mil Estapeach, Ben Nachlas Hashem. Where is the Nachlas Hashem in this world and planet Earth? Dafke Eretz Yisrael. The Zohar HaKadosh says in a few places, Dafkin Eretz Yisrael is not Shoylet Malochim or Sormen Mazolo. It's Dafkin, it's the Eibush is Mashkiach B'chvedi V'atzmi. The Gemara says in Tainis that Dafkin Eretz, all the lands are Nishke from the Sormen, from the Mazolo, from whatever. Eretz Yisrael is Dafka, gets its rain from the Eibush B'chvedi V'atzmi. Therefore, where does the Eibush, this week's parish at the beginning, where does the Eibush to give brachas? Dafka Eretz Yisrael, Lech Lechitz. All the brachas of Avraham Avinu is dafka in. Some Sfarim HaKadoshim say, "Ay, the Gemara says charmitzo ve'alma leka." So one answer is dafka in chutz la'aretz tachas the sorim and the mazalos Eretz Yisrael, which is befrat, it says in other Svarim HaKadoshim, in Chutz La'aretz Yidin are bevchinas avodim, in Eretz Yisrael Yidin are bevchinas bonim. Asher alkin, for a father to give schar to his child, that is within the Ram. Hello. Okay, now I understand. Eretz Yisrael is bevchinas Rusa Yochid. Rusa Yochid is dalet al dalet, four ames by four ames. Now I understand the Gemara in Suvis, Taf Kufir Aleph, Kol Amar Rab Yirmiya Baraba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Amalech Dalet Ames Dafke. And Eretz Yisrael is Muftachloi Shuben Olam Habo. Why is the Eibush Mashkiach Eini Hashem Legech Habo? Because Eretz Yisrael says Ramatul Zolun Zayin. Eretz Yisrael has a specific Nesias Chen, and the gather of a person, if you someone's Nesias Chen Beinecha, you can't take your eyes off them. You have a geshmak in looking at the person Nesias Chen. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael, where there's a specific chen, therefore the Eibush constantly looks at it. Asher al kein, there's a pasuk which says, Loi sechonim. What's that Loi sechonim? Huh? Hello, my dear, there's a whole sefer on the subject. But the Chazal Taitan of the Zohar Daf Chof, various, right? Loi sitin lehem chania bekarka. You can't give a goy a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The Simcha bought tremendous amount of real estate in the olden days, like from Poland, whatever, in Poland, right? He's a brilliant businessman. My shvogger Zayde did business with him. He said if I would have listened to his eitzes, I would have been a billionaire now. And he bought big shetach of land, which later became Rehov HaYarkon in Tel Aviv. And the American government wanted to buy off him a shtickel. Fortune, geld was in Spieltischkan Rolle, right? He wouldn't sell. You can't give a goy a karka in Eretz Yisrael. Else, you know how to be shabbeach, to praise the building of this goy, the artwork, whatever. Another is, you can't give a goy a free gift for them. There are three disparate, separate, the same words. You can't give a goy chayim. Once you can't give him chayim, you can't give him chaniya bekarka, because Eretz Yisrael is the place where the Eibush showers his chayim to call Yisrael. Asher alkin, you can't give them a matnas chinam. They only give a matnas chinam to someone who's nice to chayim bein it. Hello? Chayim is something which is l'mayla from seichel. Moshe Shmir Sabris, last week we discussed. Yisrael Tzadik, it says, Yisrael Ov es Yosef, Mikol Echov. Why? Because Yosef is a tzaddik. Tzaddik is a d'olam. Shmir is a yisod. Or whatever the other shift they call could be tzaddikim muflogim. Or b'shmir is a bris brings to chen. Ki yadu from the Melech, etc., etc. Hello? How do you spell chen? It's a very easy word to spell. Not very long. Ches and a nun. Ches is 8, nun is 50. How much is ches times nun? What do you know about 400? The Gemara Megillah, the beginning. What are the Gvul? How big is Eretz Yisrael? Tough Meir's parts. 400 parts by 400 parts. That's Ches times Nun. All right, Chen is 58, which is Gematria Kvoyid Hashem. Kvoyid Havaya. Okay? The covet of the Eberstur, the Gil, is Dafkin Eretz Yisrael. How much is Kvoyid, which by the way is 32? Kovei times Havaya, 32 times 26. Rabbi, no. You guys are for Shlof and Aberius, no. 8:30. Don't give up the day job. 8:36, maybe? 8:32, yeah, you're right. Sorry. 8:32 is Gimatria, Eretz Yisrael. The Chain of is Dafke. The Kvei Havaya is Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it is expression Chain v'chesed. We use it, in, right? Yeah, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Canaan. Canaan of the seven nations represents what we call Eretz Aprizi, Eretz Ayavusi. That's Canaan. Canaan represents Chesed. Can you do it? I'm not getting involved, right? So Chen v'Chesed, Eretz Yisrael, is a land of Chen and Chesed together, right? Therefore, we said 400. What was the first Kenyan of Karkas Eretz Yisrael? When Avraham Avinu buys the Ma'oros HaMachpelah for us, how much did he pay for it? Again, 400, which is the 400 Almud, the Kisufin, the Uris of Rotsun, etc., etc. Reb Nachman says in Kutim Aram, the first Tikkul Torah in Kaman and in Torah Aleph, right? What letter would spell 400? Tough. Last letter of the alphabet. Yeah, hello? Tough is what? A ches and a nun. Chain. That's where 400 comes from, the chain. A tough is a ches and a nun. If you put them together, you, right? You get a ches and a nun, which is, right? I don't have time. Gevaldi, waste of space. Okay. Which comes from, hol arichus in this, but where does it come from? Why do you have chain? You look at something, be'enayim. The source of the chain, which comes in be'enayim, is the chain be'enov, because the chain comes from the heart. Like the surah achrei, first levavachem, and the levavachem affects einechem, right? So again, okay, I gotta tell you the word. If you spell the Shem Avaya b'acharayim, but backwards, l'mafreya, i.e. hey, then kevov, then kevov k, then kevov k yud, which is Shem Avaya, back, you get backwards, which is a derech, whatever, you get the gematria of 58, which is chen. If you spell the Shem Avaya, work it out yourself. If you spell Shem Avaya yoshar, b'acharayim, yud, Yud-K, Yud-K-Vov, Yud-K-Vov-K. What do you got? 72, which is Chesed. Chain v'Chesed. Ha! How much is Chain plus Chesed? 58 plus 72. What are the 132? 130. 58 plus... 32. Plus... Hello. Plus Chesed, 72. 130, which is Gematria? Ayin. Because once you have the ayah, the noisachet, which it starts in the lev, by the, where is the center of Eretz Yisrael? And so I've said many times, the vort and brisk, Eretz Yisrael has 10 like concentric circles. It starts from the Evin Shasiyim, the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Harabayas, Yishvayim, the Zim Menachem, to all of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Where is the bullseye? Where is the center? Where is the mocker? Where is the pnimius of Eretz Yisrael? Beis Hamikdash, right? What does it say by the Beis Hamikdash? Where Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis Hamikdash? V'hoyu einai v'libi sham kol hayom. The eyes and the heart are there all the time. That's the place of Bechira. The Emes of Bechira, called Beis HaBechira, right? There is a Matnas Chinam. There are Matonas come from, etc., etc. Okay. Now, Lefi Zed, after this introduction, which is only an introduction to really what I wanted to speak about, which I'm not going to speak about today, let's go into Parsha. Okay, first of all, Lech Lechos. Chazal say, right? The Eber says there's two Lech Lechos. Now, this week's parasha, and in the next week's parasha by the Akedah. I don't know which is greater. When it says Al Hara Maria, hello, the Medrash, without even elaborating, is Mukshe Miyusev. What's the riot? Number two, what is the Gevaldigen Nisoyen of the Akedah? How many millions of Yidden were Meister Nefesh, Lokidish Hashem, throughout all their generations? The Eber would appear to anybody. They would bring up. What's the haflo? What is the place called? Why is it called Yushalayim? Yira Shleim. Avram Avinu Be'Avtekeit Hashem Yira. Ashe Omer Hayoyim Behar Hashem. Yira Yira what? Doesn't say in Pasuk, what will he see there? The whole Lichtim Sofer in this week's parasha is a Meriti Gevor. Says in this week's parasha, go to the land, Asher. Where do you find Asher Areka that's Eretz Yisrael? Maybe it's New Zealand, maybe it's the Congo. Like, hello? Where do you see the Abrisha said, this is the land? But even after the Abrisha promises, Avram is going up and down, here and there. He doesn't sit still. Why isn't he sitting still? And if the Abrisha said, you go to Eretz Yisrael, where is Avram? Is Esen Adinenu, the Mamin? Where is his Amunen? Just the hero of Oretz, where does he go? The Ramban asks, that's right. David said, leave me in Eretz Yisrael. David said, care of you. He has a big enough balance to sort you out also. What's going on here? Yeah. By the Akedah, what does it say? They went to the place, right? Asher, Omer, they came to the place that Abisha told them. How did he know this is the place? Rashi, hello, Rashi. With short trousers, cheder. Right? He saw an unknown kosher alahar. Oh. So the Sefer asks, so where is the Avi Avram HaKosher? Omer, the Abish didn't tell him anything. David said, hey, Avram, this is. Who? David just showed him with an anan alahar. Where's the Asher Omer? Yeah? says the Holy Chacham Sofer, in this week's parsha, when the Eibusha told Avram, Lech Lecha, El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, the Eibusha didn't show Avram Avinu where it is. This is the land. It's not because you got your passport stamped at the border. I don't know what, when, where. Right? Asher Areka is future tense. The etzem, the core of Eretz Yisrael, is dafka Yerushalayim, the Mokam Abayis. Right? And how old was Avram by the Akedah, by Lech Lecha? 75. It's only when he brings up Yitzchak. How old was he then? 137? He was born at 137. Yitzchak, hello? You work it out from Chai Yitzchak, hello? Yeah? How? 62 years. Avram is going, Halich v'nasoya negba, trying to find the place. Right? Hello? Now I understand the Balaturim Gewalt. Asher ar echo, says the Balaturim, ar echo zugimachia ba'anonim. Clouds. But a cloud's going to picture. Couldn't afford a tour guide. No. Ba'anonim is the anan kosher lahor by the Akedo. Right? Asher al king by the Akedo, it says also the Lashon Lech Lecha, to show that this is the siyum of the Lech Lecha Nisoyen in this week's parish. And therefore it says, Vayim Hashem, El, Rosh Tevis, El Avram, Lech Lecha, Gimatria, 62. Right? Because 62 years it will take to Asher Areka. Only by the Akedah will you finally come. So you could imagine the Goydel HaNesoyin. He's 75 years old. Whole environment. Picks himself up from his Chaverim, his whatever, his whole, whatever. Moves to Eretz Yisrael. And now for 62 years, he's, you know, it says by, when he goes back to Mitzrayim, then he comes back, and Rashi says he went to pay up his, what kind of debts? Avram was like, the wealthiest of people. What kind of debts? Today I found, someone told me a few years ago, I put it myself, the bank gives you as a plastic card. You put the card, you put it in the wall in the next to the machine killer, comes out and gives you money. So Avram Avinu couldn't, like, today's not going to, everything just, what's his problem? We need to go paying back his debts. So the Svarim HaKadosh and Taich, the people see Avram, you were promised this week's parasha, Vavarecha, Vagad Shmecha, Vibro, Alukazach, Mikach, Alukazach. Mitabal Avram comes there to Yisrael, bingo, Mitzrayim, Hirobor, it's, you're bad luck, man, like everything's going south ever since you came here. So Avram had a chuyv. Like this is the psicha of Shara Bitochen, Rabbeinu Bacharya says, that is always the old discussion, right? If the Eibishter is Zonah Mepharas Lakol, why am I sitting in Shvitzing? And that's a chuyv. Avram had a mun pshuto. It's all going wrong. But what do you tell your people on the way? Everyone, when he got back and he's COVID, blah, blah, blah. Oh, now he went and paid up the debt that he owed in explanation to the people. You know what? The key to Gufa. Yitzchok, now he comes and he sees Anan. Now is Asher Lech Lecha Asher Aroz Asher Reko. He's happy. Yitzchok sees Avram, his father. Mitamol, he sees, he's done it. He mastered it. He's come to the place. So he says, Ovi, well, what happened here? He says, Vayomer Bini. What's the gematria of Bini? 62. Also 62. Now after 62 years, I finally cracked it. Now it's the Elamokem Asher Areka. And here all the Eibishter's brachas will be in the Skayim. Here you'll have children. And then the Eibishter's telling him, hey, wait a minute. This is the place that what? The Kedah! You're going to shecht your only son who was born. You got a bit of problems here. You finally come to the jackpot. Avram Fretnish Gornish Eshvait Emuna. And the Emes is Mashkiya. This is a Chum Sofer. The emes is all of the nisyonis of Amavinu to Mavar to bring Amunah in the world. And where is the source of Amunah? It's at the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shoytetu, Bechutzu, Yishalayim, Re'uno, D'u, Bakshu, Rechavisea, Imtim Se'ish, Im Yesh, Oysa, Mishpat, Mavakish, Amunah, Ve'eslachlo. Yishalayim is the mocker of Amunah in the world. And therefore the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lechor, Yishalayim, Elisha, Paskuba, Anche, Amunah. Right? Yerushalayim to the Mashkiach is Gimachi of Aminu Bashem of Mishavdi. Right? The place of Amunah. And Avram, Bemilui, what's the Gimilui of Avram? Anyone know? 1119, which is Shema Yisrael HaMakoyl, which is also B'gimachi, Matzasas Lavavai, Naman Lefanecha. And therefore the words, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Me'lazach, Me'zavicha, is G'imachi, Oysa Mishpat, Mevakesh Emunah, Ve'estachlo. Right? To bring Emunah in the world. So now it's going to be Akedah, you're going to slit his throat, right? You know what happened, Chazal say in Zohar? Yitzchak, I said this many times, Yitzchak was born with the neshama, the nukva. A person, a male who has a neshama de nukva, gatnusiyu, can't give birth, can't have children. At the Akedah, his neshama left him, so Abish gave him a neshama de dukra, therefore in Sant, interessant, Maria b'milui is gimachia nachlas Hashem bon. The whole kiyum of Kal Yisrael, like there, is because of the Mesiras Nefesh by the Akedah. Yeah? What do I learn from all this? In life, I have no time to elaborate. I wanted to connect it to, I want to really speak about Mila, which is Mesiras Nefesh. But what do I learn from this parasha? Just the Nekuda, Lagabe, Nidin Didan in life, in our situation, circumstances of Kal Yisrael, Bizmanenu. I was just speaking to, a friend of mine yesterday. Just ask him. He brought hundreds and hundreds of people from south to Ramat Beit Shemesh. He said he needs hundreds of thousands of pounds to finance his whole whatever. The kids are traumatized. He had called the 4 telephone calls. They put down the credit card. So he took his kids from who were staying in Ramat Beit Shemesh. He took them to Beit Shemesh next door. These kids were traumatized out of their mind. They saw, and he brought them to bowling. He gave them some, you know, bowling alley. And I know you know what bowling is. It's you have a ball, as a heavy ball, and you roll it down the thing, and you knock down these things, these pins, these, what are they called? Whatever. Right? And, yeah. These kids, Haredish kids, you know, never seen a bowling alley in their life. I'm giving you one mine elef stories. Right? They made a churban of this bowling alley. Anyway, the guy, the balabos, was a Friday guy, but he gave him the bowling alley at a third of the price, really. Only 25 shekel a head, whatever. And at the end, my friend goes over to pay with a credit card, the whatever, hundreds, you know, a lady. Someone's paid for you. So what's the owner? He gets calls up. He says, what did they pay me? I'm the responsible. I'm the achroi here. What happened? There were 4 friar teenagers. They're just like 18-year-old. Friar chafshim, you call them, right? To put it in the Belzer Rebbe, would call them Yin was lav dafka put on Rebbeinu Tamtzul and everything. Right? They saw these kids or that they from their own meager salary, where they could pay their chadachos, they paid up for these kids. The stories that I hear of Poshut Ava and Achva and Gadlus and Tshuva and unbelievable. Instead of concentrating on the negativity, you need to concentrate on the positivity. Right? The pasuk says, we say a brach every day, Baruch Ato Hashem Mogin Avram. You know what the gematria is? I've said 1,000 times. 1,001. Which is gematria ve'emunos chabalelus. Which is gematria sheirish hanelam. And every Eid, there's a sheirish hanelam. Nebuch, sometimes it's disunity and whatever, people forget who they are and whatever. When it comes to the emunos chabalelus in difficult, challenging times, John F. Kennedy once said in the middle of the Cuban Missile Crisis, in a famous televised address to the American people, in Chinese there's no words, no alphabet. They have pictures. Crisis is made up of 2 words in Chinese. Danger and opportunity. In difficult times, I'm running. Eventually I come to Nekudah of Yushalayim, of Kedusha, of Emunah, and then the Eibishter sends us the Goyal, and we see Achtoy V'chesed Li Yisrael.